This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We mentioned before, if you're just tuning in, that Brandon Nimmo basically declared war on the New York Yankees by saying, hey, we're done. We're done being the stepbrother. We're done being a second-class citizen. And so I know that a lot of Met fans get fired up by that. Certainly Tommy's an example. There's some Met fans like myself who are like, I don't care about the Yankees. It's winning the NL East. Like, that red meat doesn't do it for me. But I am curious, Sean, as a Yankee fan, does that kind of rhetoric coming from Brandon Nimmo or anybody on the Mets piss you off a little bit?
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. Why should we flood Yankee Stadium and Citi Field for six different dates throughout the summer, having fun, yelling at each other, you know, beers, food, Yankees suck, Mets suck, those chants back and forth, while getting the feel that the players don't have that same, well, that's not our real rival, the Braves are our rival, or the Red Sox are our rival. I love it. Let's embrace that we're a two-team town. And if I hear players talking like us talk, whether we have callers calling in or at a freaking bar, that pumps me up. I love that Nimmo wants to. Now he won't. You know, they're going to be little brother forever, but I do like that he wants to take that shot. I think that's awesome. I love when players embrace the feeling fans have.
Yeah. Why didn't you embrace that, Tiki? Come on, man. Yeah. Why didn't you say you hated the Jets?
It didn't matter in my day because it wasn't echoed, right? Unless it was picked up in some newspaper, one of the magazines or something. You just never heard it.
Right.
You could say the most controversial thing, and if nobody hears it, it's a tree falling in the woods, right? Nobody hears it. So it's different now. You say one little thing, even if it was in print, and probably not with the tone that you read it, and it becomes a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think that for the first time since the Subway World Series, which was 25 years ago, so it's a long time ago, it wasn't a couple of weeks ago or anything, it's the first time where the Mets and the Yankees could actually be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of Brandon Nimmo opening his mouth. It could be a thing because Juan Soto left the Yankees to sign with the Mets. And that does add an element that we never truly had. So that could add to the rivalry.
I think only if the Mets are really good, though.
Well, that's the key. Look, it's always the key in the rivalry of an inner city. Like, both teams need to be good. Both teams need to go to the playoffs. Both teams need to be legitimate championship factors. Right. But Brandon Nimmo is one of the rare players, because you very have rarely heard this in the last 20-plus years, where they actually say that kind of stuff about the other team in town.
No.
Like, Derek Jeter now is famous for his "they're the Mets" line. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
He did it in a documentary after he retired. It's not like he sat there in 2000 and said, feet up. They're the Mets. Like, he said it after the fact, so we can get angry about it, but he's no longer playing. So it kind of loses its luster a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if this basketball doesn't have this. Maybe hockey might be the only sport in this town where the rivalry feels like it's intense.
I think Nets Knicks had it for a short period of time when Durant was in Brooklyn and started bullying the Knicks. Like, he would actually publicly make comments. Like, I'll never forget this, and this is why I have a soft spot for KD. I admit it. Nets beat the Knicks at the Garden, and literally there were 1,000 Net fans. It was not a huge number, but there were some. And Durant comes out on Twitter and says, "It was great at the Bark. I mean, Madison Square Garden last night." And I know it pissed you guys off, but I loved it. And that was honestly, that was the only time it felt like a real rivalry, because the best player, one of the best players on the planet, was openly taunting.
Was on the inferior team.
Yes. Well, the better team, but the inferior fan base.
The Nets still in the league.
In terms of amount of people.
Hockey, Sean, it's intense, right?
Yes, because you feel it on the... Also, you got to realize...
I'm talking about from the players feel it.
Remember, though, the sport dictates it. You could drop your gloves and actually fist fight in hockey.
No, that's true.
So that adds to the crowd getting fired.
You almost feel like you got to do it just because you got to do it.
Right.
You mentioned hockey?
Yeah.
Good. Let me just do this again. This is a public service. The Islanders got completely hosed last night. So if they missed the playoffs by 1 point, blame those suckers up in Toronto.
Wait, what happened? Because
they screwed them.
Tell us what
happened.
Kyle
Palmieri scored a goal that gave the Islanders the lead in the win with 9 seconds to go, and they called some BS Bush League goalie interference.
He bumped the goalie.
Oh, shut up! He bumped the goalie in my ass!
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like when Juan Soto's up the bat in Yankee Stadium, you stand up, you face away, and you give him... silence.
That's right. We are reminding the audience, turn around and stand in silence at Yankee Stadium on Friday, May 16th.
Damn it, I thought he was going to forget.
Never.
But he remembered at 4:05 as we signed on SNY. Ever. Hello, SNY. Let's go to Mary in Middle Village. Hi, Mary.
What's up, Mary?
How you doing? How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Good. I'm the first time I'm calling because, to be honest, it's about to come out of my throat how pathetic I think Mets fans are.
How pathetic Mets fans are? Is that what you said?
Wow.
Yes, and let me, speak before you I'll give you the reason I feel like this. And the reason that I had a call, I've been a Yankee fan for over 60 years, so you get an idea of how old I am. Mm-hmm. However, the Mets, they're Mets fans, I should say, are so caught up in whatever the Yankees are doing. And for an example, my son used to work a while ago at Citi Field when he was going to school. And he's a Yankee fan, but he's never said anything, of course, to the people in the stands, because you can't do that. And my son's not like that anyway. But anyway, he'd come home so many nights so upset. And I would say, what's wrong? He said, you know what? These Mets fans, they're not even watching their team play. All they're doing is sitting in the seats, looking at the scoreboard and say, yeah, the Yankees are losing. if you guys ask me, honestly, I do hear it on the news when I do have the news on, if the Mets won or lost, I wouldn't be able to tell you except for the news.
But Mary, the reason why this happens, and I'm actually kind of on your side, because I'll tell you one thing that bothers me, and I predict it's going to happen next Friday when the Mets have their home opener. The Mets win their home opener. Let's just say they do it. They beat the Blue Jays 8-4, right? People are going to leave Citi Field chanting, Yankees suck.
Definitely.
Yankees suck. That does not happen at Yankee Stadium.
No.
And when it does, that'll be a sign that the Mets have arrived. When people are leaving Yankee Stadium, because Mary's overall point is right, Yankee fans aren't really paying attention to it. When people leave Yankee Stadium after a Yankee win and they're chanting, the Mets suck, Mets suck, that's when you know, all right.
That's going to take a few championships, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
I'll tell you where you could be wrong, and I'll never forget this, and I know this still bothers Tommy to this day. Knicks fans did it with the Nets. They started chanting as they left the building. After a playoff win,
leaving Barclays?
Madison Square Garden against the Hawks, game two, they were chanting F Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God. And that's when I remember telling Tommy, I was like, I'm very prideful about this, that you guys are paying attention to us when we're not even involved in your series.
That really makes no sense.
Well, they were making a mark as a threat with the star, not to get into that whole thing, but there was a different dynamic to it. Will Soto going to the Mets, and I'm asking the question, be enough for Keith McPherson, ask Keith, to leave Yankee Stadium on Thursday afternoon after a victory and say, you know what? Let's chant F the Mets. I don't know.
That would be a moment that'd be a proud moment for you, Tommy, because that would mean, okay, maybe you're arriving. Because Mary's point's true. Met fans have paid attention to the Yankees losing and the scoreboard and chanting that they stink. You don't get it the other way around.
Okay, a couple things. The first one is, you're right, as far as the Nick thing, KD, you know, picking the Nets. We all know why, because he didn't want the smoke of Madison Square Garden.
Stop slandering.
He didn't want the pressure, the bright lights of Madison Square Garden. He wanted to be in New York.
Time out. You know what?
Where they allowed him to do whatever he wants.
You know what I don't like about this?
What happened?
You're a hypocrite.
Why'd
Juan Soto pick the Mets over the Yankees? You want to play that same stupid game?
He picked the Mets.
He didn't want the heat of the Bronx.
No, that's not true.
And the Mets will let him do whatever he wants.
He knows the Mets have the brighter future.
No, you're being a hypocrite.
Family atmosphere.
Tommy.
What?
Tommy. You don't see it. Sean sees it. On both sides, he sees it. Tiki, you see it, right? You guys are being hypocrites. Be fair about it.
Okay. Durant, the biggest mooch in the history of the NBA, joined a super team and then came to New York to play for Brooklyn because he wanted New York, but he didn't want the pressure of being on the Knicks.
Do the same thing with Soto to the Mets now. Do it for me, because you know it's true. Go ahead.
Soto did not want the pressure of being the greatest Yankee ever, so he ran over to the Mets to play for little brother because he didn't want to be a real New Yorker. He didn't want to do that.
You see the mistake you're making?
No, but the problem is, Evan, he actually played for the Yankees.
I know, and then he left.
Took him to the World Series.
Because he didn't want...
But he played for the Yankees.
I know, but...
If Durant got traded to the Knicks, he would have played for the Knicks.
There was no... You can't throw any shade or smoke or say he doesn't want the smoke. Juan Soto. Exceptional.
Then why?
For the Yankees.
Why are they allowed to continue to repeat the same
BS?
Kevin
Durant didn't come to New York.
No, he came to the Brooklyn Nets.
See, I know.
You're all being hypocrites, and you don't see it.
But Juan Soto played for the Yankees.
Why can't I make up the same story though?
Because he played for the Yankees and he was great.
Evan, what does that mean,
Evan? I'm going to help you out. Divert that one, because Tiki's going to back you.
I know. They're all such hypocrites. It bothers me. Actually bothers me.
Focus on the other sentence.
Yes.
He said he went to Brooklyn where the Nets allowed him to do what he wanted. I'm sorry. Did Jalen Brunson not just get every one of his Villanova friends to play with him the moment he got with the Knicks? Is that not doing?
I wouldn't even play that game. I would play the game of anything you want to say about Durant picking little brother. You could say the same, even though there were flaws, Tiki, because he played for the Yankees for a year.
He was great.
The problem is we're a bunch of hypocrites as fans here. We don't see when we're little brother in one area and big brother in the other area.
Go ahead.
If you're the perfect person.
I am.
You're trying to compare what the Nets are in this town to what the Mets are. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Evan's,
I know you don't like
Evan's
hearing it. The Nets are like...
He's just little brother everywhere.
But the Nets are not even little brother. Evan? They're like little brothers.
One at a time, guys.
All right. I will give you the one at a time. Tommy, in terms of NBA rank compared to MLB rank, who was better in attendance, the Nets or the Mets in their sport?
Okay.
Not even the point.
So when tourists come to visit New York, they go, okay, it's a lot cheaper to go to Barclays Center, so we won't go see Wicked. We'll just go see a basketball team play.
I'm going to end this because I made the mistake. I fell for you making the douchey comment about Durant, and I took the bait. I should have just let it go.
He's not even your guy.
But
anymore.
He loves KD.
It's not about him being my guy. It's about the hypocrisy that people have in this city in terms of, I'm big brother here, I'm small brother here, I'm big brother here, and they don't see the difference. Like, I'll give you a great example. And I didn't engage with this guy on social media, but I'll give you another example, different sports. There was a Yankee fan on social media mocking, can you believe that Juan Soto's getting booed in his own building in spring training? Right? Just mocking them. I was like, okay, I have a feeling if I click on this guy's name and I find out more about him, he'll be a sports hypocrite the way Tommy is. He's an Islander fan. Oh, really? You've never heard that happen in your own building? I'm an Islander fan. I know what happens when the Rangers come into our building. You're a hypocrite. You can't look in the mirror. And that's the only thing that really bothers me about a lot of my brethren around here. They have a tough voice when they talk about one team, and then their little brother or big brother when they talk about the other team, and I don't think there's a fairness to it.
Yeah, all right. Port St. Lucie is filled with Yankee fans.
We're just going to cut deep now because you're just setting me up for this. The Nets had three of the top 15 players in the NBA, three future Hall of Famers, one of the greatest players of all time. How much did we spend on this radio station talking about them? So call me when the Nets are relevant ever. They're not. I'm sorry to say it. It's just reality. They were bigger in Paducah on national TV when they had the three best players basically in the NBA on their team. All right? They're not the Mets, they're not the Jets, they're not the Islanders, they're the Nets. I'm sorry, if you don't like hearing that, I don't know what to tell you.
I never said they were, though. I was just saying
that. No, but you're telling me that I'm being hypocritical.
I think you are, yes, I do.
Okay.
We could disagree on it, but I do. And you're not the only one, bro. It's not like you're the only one on this. I think a lot of fans in this town are. When the only ones that aren't are the Yankee, Giant, Knick, and Ranger fans. Because they're just douches with all their teams. They've got all the big brothers. And
they just had, they've had success over the years. And so,
well, it's not success. It's just being more popular. The Knicks and Rangers have not had that much success. Well, stop it. They're just more popular.
How many championships did the Nets win?
They've won two ABA titles. The Knicks have won two NBA titles. But do the Ranger one, because let's do that one. They haven't won as much as the Islanders. So it's not success. It's popularity. There's a difference. But continue.
Okay. I mean, it's popularity. How do you get popular? You have success in the formative years of the majority of your fan base.
I think it's being around for a very long time.
I'm halfway to death. The Islanders have never won in my lifetime.
The Rangers have won one cup in the last, I have to do some math here, 1940.
How many have they been to?
Doesn't matter.
They went to another. They've been to a million non-bubble conference final.
It matters. Because you're good.
Does not. They haven't been good. The Rangers have been a kind of laughable franchise most of their history since they won the cup in 1940.
So where does that put the Islanders?
They had a dynasty. They had the greatest dynasty.
They had 40 years lifetime. And nothing else.
In your lifetime?
Excuse me?
In your lifetime?
No. But what have the Rangers won in my lifetime?
Okay.
More than the Islanders.
I'm just correcting that you said success. It's not success. It's popularity. The Rangers are more popular than the Islanders.
Okay,
they haven't been more successful.
Popularity then?
The being around for a long time.
I think being successful causes popularity.
The Rangers are more popular because people were already hockey fans when the Islanders came into existence. Same with the New Jersey Devils when they moved from Colorado. You had people who were just, I'm a Ranger fan. I'm not going to change teams. So it's just that they were around longer, and then you hand it to generation and generation. But it's not success. Come on, stop telling me the Rangers are more successful than the Islanders over their history. They're not.
I mean, they are, but okay.
No, they're not. You could say it over and over again. I'm fighting with everybody today. Who's next?
I know.
Fall with Tommy. Now I'm fighting with Tiki. I'm fighting with Sean. Anyone on hold? Let's go. Oh, I could tell. This Tyler in Flanders wants to drop fists. Let's go, Tyler. What's on your mind, big shot?
Oh, I'm getting set up here, field little fellas. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up, man? Let's go. I promise you, I will, Tyler, I will turn this car around and come after you. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Hold on. I got to pull a little bit for this one. No, I just want to talk. I want to talk about Nimmo. Listen, you guys hit it on the head. That's little brother syndrome. The Mets wanted to take over New York just goes to show what team owns New York already.
Mm, look at that.
The Jets are the same. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a Yankee Giant fan. Tiki, big fan.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. See, Tyler's one of those guys who's probably not a hypocrite because he's just a big bully with all the teams he roots for.
Because he picked all the right ones, or at least his father directed him the right way.
All the right ones. Well, you know what? In my lifetime with the Giants and Yankees, they're all the right ones. Let's go to Donna in North Babylon. Hey, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
What's up, Donna?
What's up?
I love listening to the show from 10 a.m. I listen to those guys and you four. Here's my issue. Number one, Nimmo's got to put his bat where his mouth is as far as the Mets. I really believe that Pete is going to be the $30 million man. And as far as the Yankees, because I live in a split household, I think that Boone should really rethink batting Wells first.
Why?
Why do you hate it?
This guy's the catcher. Well, I hate it because he is the catcher, busting his butt for 9 innings. Now he's got to quickly get out of the equipment, get up to bat first for the next round. He's going to do the same thing with Wells that he did to the kid Volpe. Beat him to death, put him out every game until he washes out.
You know what? I gotta hand it to Don.
Decent argument.
I never thought about the whole idea of he's got to take the equipment off right away. Like, think about it. When they play the home opener, he's got the equipment on.
Such a good point.
And he's got to take it off immediately because he's leading off the next inning, while when he's batting cleanup, can kind of take his time. He knows, I'm going to probably be up in the first inning, but I can slowly take it off.
That would be something for it's going to be the Yes Network to broadcast that.
What, him taking his catching equipment off?
Have a camera follow him as he tries to rush and get to the leadoff box.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting.
It's got to move quickly.
It's something you never think of.
You know, where I think she does bring up an interesting point. While I still want to see Austin Wells lead off, let's just see what he can do. It doesn't mean he's going to finish there as the leadoff hitter. When you bat first and you do it consistently, you're just naturally going to get more plate appearances than everybody else. It's the way it is. If you're batting first, the numbers add up. I think I told you there was a study that every spot in the batting order up, you're going to get about 50 more plate appearances a year. So it's a significant number if you're looking at batting cleanup or you're batting first. He is catching. He's going to catch a lot this season. Not every game, but he's going to catch a lot. And now you're tacking on extra plate appearances. Does it lead to the potential of him wearing down as the season rolls on?
I mean,
it's a fair question.
Possibly, but I just trying to think of how he's best going to be used. I don't see him filling the DH role at any point when... Who's the backup catcher?
Well, they haven't announced. Oh, J.C. Escala. They did announce him.
So
yes.
Yeah, when Escala's bad, I don't see him being. So he'll get enough days off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't foresee it being an issue. And he's also young. Now, is this something he could do 5 years from now? Probably not. But it's the second year in the majors. So you're a kid. You're flexible. You're pliable. Figure it out.
Let's go to Ed in Rockland. How are you, Ed? Hello, Ed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
How you doing?
I just want to say a couple of things first off. Just want to say that I'm part of the Lou Gehrig Army. Aunt Sheila, cousins Lauren, and Aunt Erica, are very proud of you, Tommy, so keep it up.
How about that?
Secondly, being a Giants fan, I just want to say, Tiki, thank you for all the years.
Thank you, buddy.
I would say... probably your best game, and this isn't related to really yardage or anything like that, like the Washington game. When you recovered the onside kick against the Eagles when it was minus 25 degrees was probably the best play ever. Because, you know, the Eagles, they always come back.
Hands
team. Play the kickoff and all that stuff.
You need hands teams. I had good hands.
Yeah, you really do. That we should have used you more in the passing game. Next, I got to say...
I did have 5,000 yards receiving.
I was about to say, I didn't say it, but yes.
And I do campaign for the Hall of Fame for you.
So one of these days. Down. One of these days. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. Marash and Tommy are like stepbrothers. Really good banter during the, you know, during the show every day. So thank you for that. And Evan.
Yes.
I love you. And I think you're so funny. Even when you had the whole beard, you looked like the caddy from Happy Gilmore. You looked really bad, but I respected your fandom with Alonzo being signed and all this other stuff. But I kind of feel, and I'm not sure if anybody else feels this way, but I kind of feel what you've been doing, the campaigning for the Yankees and all this other stuff, is kind of what you do to Tommy with the whole Nets-Knicks thing. And I gotta say, like, the visual that I get from you talking all this wonderful stuff today is really Sid from Toy Story. It's like you want to appear like you're playing nice, but you want to just set fire to Woody on the grill. And I kind of feel, as a Yankee fan, I kind of feel like you're trying to jinx us without like looking like the bad guy. So that's just my take.
That's how you feel, but I will just put my head down and I will grind over and over again when we get to these seasons, when it involves teams I don't root for. I'm just going to tell you how I feel. Last year, I confidently thought the Yankees would win the American League East. I was right. I wasn't doing it to make fun of you. I wasn't waiting for it to burn. It's what I thought as a baseball fan. What I think as a baseball fan right now is everything I've said today. You could rewind to about 2:00. There's too much negativity about this team. There is no ulterior motive.
Mm.
There's no looking to laugh at you. It's genuinely how I feel. 2 years ago, I was very negative about the Giants. I was right. Last year, I was positive about the Giants. I was wrong. Mm. I didn't do it for any other reason than that's how I feel. And what I would say to you, our last caller, very respectful man, and I'd say to anybody else, is if you think I'm pulling your leg, debate me. I debated Tiki. I debated Sean at the top of the show on every Yankee issue. And sometimes it got a little hot. Sometimes it got a little like, oh, we're going at it. But I believe everything I said. And I believe if you listen to the first hour of this show, rewind on the Odyssey app, you would say, I respect Tiki Barber. I respect Sean Morash. But Evan was right. A no counter, Sean? Are you looking at me like you're George Washington over there?
No, you were right. Good for you, Ev.
Thank you. All right. On that note, we'll come back with more of your phone calls, 888-808-1019. We had that Sports IQ trivia question, and it was the last time the Jets and the Giants both used a draft pick in the same year for a quarterback. We do have a winner, so congratulations to the winner. But for those that were listening and said, I got to know that answer, like, what is the answer? It's a weird one.
In 2018, the New York Jets selected Sam Darnold. The New York Giants famously passed on a quarterback and drafted Saquon Barkley. But later on in the draft, they selected Kyle Laletta in the fourth round. So 2018, Kyle Laletta and Sam Darnold. And if you go back further, because I did it, I made a whole document. In 2013, the Jets drafted Geno Smith and the Giants drafted Ryan Nassib.
Oh, man.
And if you go back to 2009, when the Jets selected Mark Sanchez, the Giants selected, go ahead, Sean.
The kid from Louisville.
Rhett
Bomar.
Bomar.
Yeah, Rhett Bomar.
It's rare, and this could happen this year, we'll see, for the Jets and the Giants to both use a premium pick on a quarterback. Now,
yes, because Laletta was a non-premium pick.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a fourth rounder. So could this happen this year? Let's say Shador falls to three, Giants take him, Giants go aggressive on, what's his name?
Cam Ward?
No.
Shador?
No.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart. Name dropped out of my head. So I guess
kid from Ole Miss. The kid from Ole Miss.
The kid from Ole Miss. Okay, he falls in seven. They take him.
Wonderful player.
The kid that broke all of Eli's records. That guy.
Right. But it's rare to see the Jets and the Giants both take quarterbacks that high in the same year. All right, this is a little gift for baseball fans. We're 2 days away from opening day, and we want to get you ready for the season because you probably forgot everything that happened in the offseason. So we present to you a little game we like to call New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis.
And in this game, we will name baseball players who are on different teams this year, and Sean and Loogie will compete with each other and see what team that player is now on. Now, the last time we did it, it was too tough. I mean, they basically didn't get anything right.
Well, no. There was also a miscarriage of justice.
Well, they got one correct.
Well, yeah, I started by trolling Sean by saying, what team is Juan Soto on?
I got Gary Soto. Sanchez.
So, we will start a little bit easier. Okay. Tiki's got some guys, I got some guys. Would you like to go first, Tiki Barber?
Yes, I'll go first.
And the person who will go first will be Tommy Lugauer, since Sean went first last time. So, Tommy, this player is for you. Tiki, take it away.
Tommy, yes. Tell me where, one, Justin Turner is playing.
Justin Turner is a member of the Seattle Mariners.
Ding, ding, ding. No, I pressed the wrong button.
Wrong.
You are incorrect.
Wrong.
Justin Turner is a member of the Chicago Cubs. We were looking for Chicago Cubs.
It was also asked last time.
Oh, well. And he still got it wrong.
And Tommy guessed.
Oh, you mean over a week ago?
And Tommy guessed Mariners last time.
That makes it even worse. All right, I'm going to go with, for you, Sean, Blake Snell. We're looking for Blake Snell.
He's a Dodger.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go. All right. 1-0. Tiki, for Tommy.
Tommy, where is Max Kepler playing?
The Pirates.
Wrong.
Correct state. Wrong team.
The Philadelphia Phillies were the answer we were looking for. The Philadelphia Phillies. Are you ready, Sean Morash?
Let's have it.
Tyler O'Neill.
Boston Red Sox.
You're guessing the Boston Red Sox.
Wrong.
He was on the Red Sox last year. His new team, who it is the Baltimore Orioles. We're looking for the Baltimore. We just had a fantasy draft.
Forgot about it.
Tiki, take it away.
Tommy. Tell me where Corbin Burnes is playing.
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Ding, 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 ding,
nailed it.
Ding, ding,
there's your layup. He got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Corbin Burnes, Arizona Diamondbacks. By the way, not even pitching on opening day. They pushed him back to the fifth day. So for anyone who's all like freaking out about Kodai Senga not pitching right away or David Peterson not right away, Corbin Burnes got $1 billion and the Diamondbacks are like, we're going to push you back to the fifth day. Also, Jordan Montgomery, Tommy John surgery. How about that? Anyhow, Sean, you ready?
Let's go.
Jock Peterson. Left-handed slugging outfielder / DH. Jock Peterson. New team, who dis?
I believe it's the AL West. Angels.
So close.
Mm. Ah!
The Texas Rangers we were looking for.
Damn it.
Damn, you were so close right there.
So close. Loogie, where is your former favorite player, J.D. Davis.
J.D. Davis.
From cleanup hitter on the Yankees to the Sacramento, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Athletics of Indiana. No?
So close.
So close. We were looking for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That should be the stock answer for all the, no offense, scrubs that are bouncing around.
Sean Moore asked, Michael Conforto. What team is Michael Conforto on now? New team, who does?
Oh, this is a good one. Michael Conforto is a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh, can I steal it?
Looking for the steal.
Dodgers.
Ding, 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 ding.
They got correct. Him, too?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
So,
ding, ding.
I got the score at 1-1, Tiki. Am
yes.
I correct on this?
Yes, you're correct.
All right, go ahead.
Well, if the steal counts, he has two because he got burns.
Okay, two.
Two to one. Tommy.
Sean.
Yeah.
Where is Ahmed Rosario playing?
Well, that one's for Tommy because it's back to Tommy's turn.
Oh, it's Tommy's turn.
Yes.
Oh, he stole. That's right. Tommy. Where is Ahmed? You had an extra second to think about it. Ahmed Rosario playing.
So he's not on Tampa anymore. Ahmed Rosario is on the Nationals.
Wow!
Of course I knew that.
You pulled that one out of your ass, didn't
no
you?
No way. I knew. We just had a fantasy draft.
Holy macro. All right. Well, you're going to win because you're up 3-1, but the final player at hand is former Yankee Kyle Higashioka.
The home run stroker. He left the Padres? Okay. Is he a Pirate?
Want to go for the steal, Tommy?
He's a scallywag. Kyle is on the... I'm going to go Texas Rangers. No. Why'd you feed that to me? I literally was about to say it.
I didn't feed you anything. What are you talking about?
That wasn't on the air. It was the Texas Rangers.
Yes.
Wait, you were feeding him answers?
No.
I was not feeding him.
Why would you yell that? I had my hood over my eyes, so I wouldn't see anything.
For
you
that
guys
answer,
cheated the whole game?
For that answer, I was going to say Texas, and Evan was feeding me that one.
What the hell is wrong with
so
you?
I'm not going to
lie. No, it wasn't. That one was cheated. Not, but I was already up 3-1. He didn't say, I swear, he didn't say anything before that, but that one he was screaming Rangers.
I closed my eyes, covered myself with a hood not to be accused of cheating, and you two were
well,
cheating.
Well, you Googled the answers last time, so cry me a river.
Sean, I can promise you this. Tiki could promise you this. Tommy could promise you this. We would never cheat you.
Sure you wouldn't. I also just realized I ate a crumb and I don't know what it's from.
All right, thank you very much. Congratulations, Tommy Lugauer, the winner of New Team. Who dis? Let's go to Dave calling from Seaford. How are you, Dave?
Hey, guys. I want to call about everybody calling the Mets names and everybody else's name. The problem is that Uncle Steve has turned into the giant George Steinbrenner of the 90s, buying whatever he wants, and now Hal has turned into every other owner of baseball, saying, oh, I don't want to pay all this money. And now all the Yankee fans are saying, oh, it's not fair, it's not fair.
Yeah, I think that...
I don't think Yankee fans are saying it's not fair.
No one's saying it's not fair. They're more angry at ownership, saying, hey, we demand more out of you, spend more money.
Why can't we also do this, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
We are the richest organization by market cap of any team in baseball. And so it's not really market cap because it's not publicly traded, but you know what I mean. The value of the organization is huge. Why can't we spend the money?
Yeah, I think the Yankees... in the 90s and 2000s were on their own level.
Yes.
And now, I think our last caller is right, a lot of teams are on the same level. And I think the Mets are on that same level now. I don't put them above them. I think the Dodgers are probably the only team that's above everybody because of the way they've kind of taken advantage of the system and the way they've taken advantage of deferred money. While it was a power move to get Juan Soto, no question about it.
Right.
I don't view the Mets, and I'm not saying this in any kind of negative way, I don't view them as the team that's just going to go buy Vladimir Guerrero Jr. next year or buy Kyle Tucker. Or like in this offseason, they didn't buy Corbin Burns. They went out and they bought a specific player, but I don't look at them necessarily as the big bully on the block that maybe George was 20-plus years ago. So I think the dynamic change that we've seen is that the Yankees and the Mets are probably more on the same level financially.
Yeah, I mean, I think... there's a couple of teams that are up at the top. Obviously, the Dodgers are on a different level. But there's a couple of teams at the top. And I think because I would guess the Yankees have been doing this for so long that it just feels exhausting, especially without the return happening, meaning that is championships. Whereas the Mets, it's a relatively new tenure still for Steve Cohen as the owner.
Absolutely.
And so it doesn't feel like, God, I'm just wasting millions of dollars year over year over year. It doesn't feel like that yet. Eventually it might become that
way.
Sure,
if they don't win.
But right now it still feels new and accessible to spend his way to having the best play.
And speaking of new and accessible, the Mets made an announcement today that is one of the best announcements they've made in a long time. Before we get to that, let's go to AJ in Carlstadt, New Jersey. What's up, AJ?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
your quote about from Nimmo was you said print.
Yeah.
So you won't think that the first time that the Mets and the Yanks meet, somebody's going to throw at Nimmo's head?
No, I don't think the Yankees are going to throw at Nimmo's head. Why? Because he said we're not going to be the stepbrother anymore? And who's going to do that specifically? Max Fried, who's a Brave? Carlos Rodon is going to do it? Like, who is literally going to say, well, Brandon Nimmo talked big, I'm going to throw a ball at his head?
Aaron Judge from right field.
Right. And even he probably wouldn't do that.
Doesn't care.
I don't think so. Let me get to something the Mets did, because I think this is a brilliant announcement. And I remember years ago, I don't know if it was with us, so if you remember it, Tiki, say, yeah, it was with me, or if it was with Craig, or even before that with Joe. But I remember having a discussion how the Mets need to rip off the Nationals' idea and the Brewers' idea of having a mascot race. If you're not familiar, in Milwaukee, they've got all these meets that race each other. Like, they're dressed up in, you know, mascot outfits, and then they race each other.
Yes.
Like, the sausage races the hot dog or whatever the hell it is. In D.C.
Is it a condiment race?
No, I think it's like...
It's just called the sausage race, and it's different types of sausages.
Yeah, it's like chorizo, right. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of sausages race each other.
Right.
Now, there's one time this baseball player, Randall Simon, actually took a bat and hit one of the sausages, and it created one of the great moments in FAN history when Bob Huesler said, Randall Simon whacks a sausage. More on that next or something.
Hacking and whacking.
Yeah. So the Nationals have a race of presidents, you know, since they're the Washington Nationals. So they've got Abe Lincoln, who races Teddy Roosevelt, who races George Washington. So we've always said, boy, the Mets should do that. And I remember debating, like, okay, well, what would the races be? Well, earlier today at Citi Field, the Mets made it official. They are going to have a 5-borough mascot race at Citi Field.
Regularly or?
I took it as regularly.
I mean, because that's what the Nationals do, right?
Yes, every game.
Every game.
Same thing with the sausage. Every game. So here are the 5-borough race mascots. Tell me your thoughts on this. You ready? Queens is the subway. So there's going to be a mascot dressed up as a subway.
I guess so.
The Bronx will be a giraffe. I'm assuming because of the zoo.
Bronx Zoo.
Yes.
We fed the giraffes at the Bronx Zoo once.
Oh, really?
Pretty cool.
That is
had your
cool.
reach.
In Brooklyn, it will be a pizza slice. Like a slice of pizza will be a mascot. In Staten Island, it'll be the ferry. Because, you know, what else do they have besides the ferry? And finally, in Manhattan, it will be a skyscraper. So it's the pizza slice versus the skyscraper versus the ferry versus the giraffe versus the subway. The 5-borough mascot race. And I am here for it. I think it is brilliant. I give the Mets a lot of credit for creativity.
What's is the hardest one to run in, I wonder?
I'm going to guess the subway, because you're wide, you know?
Yeah, but the giraffe is tall and awkward.
That's true.
You could easily fall over.
Well, the skyscraper.
Yeah, but the skyscraper gets leaner as it gets to the top. The giraffe has a big head, so it's got to be heavy. You know what I mean?
You know what has to happen.
What's that?
You know what has to happen.
Yeah.
We all know what has to happen.
What?
We need to somehow get to race inside these mascots one night for the 5-borough mascot race.
Dang. Oh, that would be amazing.
We need to have an Evan and T. Let's go out. Let's do the show from Citi Field.
Yes.
Any game the Mets will allow us.
Yes.
And the 4 of us race, and we can even put side money on who's winning the race. They don't dictate who's winning.
Well, oh, no, it's not fixed. We're going to have a race.
Yeah. And whoever's the 5th is the 5th. I mean,
so we're really racing for last, because let me remind you, when you say we, it's unathletic Evan, unathletic Lugie, Fat Sean, and the Giants' all-time leading rusher.
But he's going in a costume, and he just said that he could be in the top-heavy one.
I don't care if he's running backwards. He has the most rushing yards in the history of the Giants. He's going to beat us in a race. And he runs marathons.
He's
going
to be 50, bro.
He could out-push up any 20-year-old in the tri-state area. Tink is in great shape.
Which I did, by the way, at
DJ's.
Kickoff.
Yes.
DJ's.
Well, luckily, the ferry isn't doing a push-up contest at the draft. It's okay. So, yes.
Yeah, we have to do this.
We have to do this. I also think the Mets missed the boat on something here. I'm going IBO.
Like, literally a boat? A boat.
The ferry's a boat. They had the chance to do something hilarious.
What?
The Bronx is represented by a guy in a Yankee uniform that finishes last in every single race instead of a draft.
It's a funny idea. I give you credit. I just
that would
don't
piss some people off.
Yeah, I don't think they would
embrace the rivalry.
No. I know, but I don't think they would do that because you're laughing about it now, and it's a great idea. Like, I do think it's a good idea. You and your brethren would not take kind to it.
So what? Right. So minor that we boo? How great is this?
No, minor league organization always thinking about the Yankees. Like, it would just be an unneeded controversy, but I do think it's funny. Like, I'm not against that. Make the Yankee guy always finish last.
Yeah, it's a funny bit.
Which bothers me in D.C. because they used to do that with Teddy Roosevelt. Meanwhile, Teddy Roosevelt was a rough rider. Like, why is he finishing last all the time?
Right.
Like, it never made sense. But, no, it's a fine idea. But I love this idea. I think this is great. You're not against this, right, T?
No, I think this would be awesome.
Sean, you're not against this, right?
I would do this regularly, as long as they have martinis waiting for me at the Kettle.
Am I really against it? No, but I do laugh that we're already starting the season with one more Mets gimmick. Well, that's the part I find
funny.
Yeah,
you tweeted $800 million for Soto and still operating like a minor league team in need of gimmicks. That's your tweet.
Yes.
So you want to put that out there, why don't you own up to it now?
It's a kid-friendly thing.
Of course. But my only point was, can we all agree on this? And how about this? Have instead of taking the tweet in line, all hold hands and agree, this is it for the year, though. You've picked your new gimmick.
No, sometimes gimmicks are organic. Like things, OMG wasn't planned. It wasn't just something that like came out. It happened. It was an organic thing.
Right. Evan, can you remind Sean that at Shea Stadium, they used to do the plane race on the big screen?
Oh,
so
yes.
This is almost like the 2.0 version of that.
So the plane race was each level of Shea Stadium. There was a orange level, a blue level, a green level, and a red level. It was four decks to Shea Stadium. And so each plane would represent the color-coded of the level.
Just on the screen.
Just on the screen. And it was planes.
So it could be fixed.
Of course it was fixed. It was a planned game. And it was on the computer screen. And people got into it.
Of course. I loved it.
And this is 50 times better. And you know what? You're such a hypocrite. I'm mad at hypocrites today.
Who are you mad at?
I thought not Tommy anymore. I was mad at him earlier, but I'm over it.
Okay.
I'm mad at you.
Why?
Because you sat there last night on social media arguing with everybody about that new movie, about the Disney movie with the apple and the...
You know what it's called. It's
the Seven Dwarfs.
No, Snow White.
Snow White. I'm sorry. That slipped my brain.
Snow White.
And everyone's like making it a political argument.
Right.
And Sean's like, dude, my daughters loved it. Stop raining on the kids' parade.
They don't care.
It's just a movie. Yeah. No one's breaking down the politics of it.
Of course. It's a movie for five-year-olds. Relax.
And yet you're mocking fun by saying it's minor league in need of gimmicks. Or it's just fun. Like the Yankees have a subway race. Are you aware of that?
Yes, of course.
Oh, but that's not a gimmick for minor league teams.
On the screen.
On the screen.
Yeah.
It's 2 days before opening day, and you've already wiggled around like a bad fish and bit my hook. Evan, of course I think it's fun, but this is part of being in a two-team town where if you guys want to be big brother, guess what? We're going to make fun of each other. That is the fun in it. You don't like the fun, take your ball and go home.
Which mascot do you want to dress up as, Teak, assuming the Mets approve us racing? The pizza slice, the skyscraper, the ferry, the giraffe, or the subway?
Well, Staten Island is kind of connected to Jersey.
You going to go with the ferry?
I think I'd go the ferry. I'm
analyzing this.
Represent the forgotten borough.
The subway, the more I think about it, the subway is probably going to be the easiest to run in because it's long. So you can lean forward with the longness of it and run. I think the giraffe's going to be a major issue.
Unless you shimmy your hips and then your the back end of the subway is going to waffle and throw your... going to throw your linear... your path off.
Ah. By the way, this is happening. The only thing we need to figure out is who is the fifth person? Like, do we just allow the Mets to pick anybody they want, or is there someone in mind who should be the fifth person?
Do a contest.
Think we should do a little on-air contest?
A little contest. That'd be great.
Yeah, or it's a contest or it's a celebrity, and we don't reveal it until it's over.
This is like the Masked
the Masked Singer.
And all of a sudden,
I love it.
The giraffe pulls the hat off and it's jumping in.
That's actually a good idea.
That's not bad.
I love it.
Can you believe they made me do this, crap? And he won. All right, we're going to try to pull this off.
If Joby won, it would truly be a work.
I know. It would be tough. I don't think he'd be able to get through the race the way his body is, unfortunately. Let's go to Nick in Queens. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
I got this. It's Mr. Met in Queens and a rat for the Bronx. And we know what happens every race. Come on.
Mr. Met eats the rat?
Is that what happens after every
Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry I cut you off.
All right. I didn't know.
Damn it.
Now I don't know.
That's on me. That's all.
Stay tuned next time.
I know, Evan,
for the thrilling conclusion.
You screwed us.
I'm so sorry. I apologize to that caller. In fact, maybe you'll get to be the fifth person in the race. But we will try to make this happen. Great job by the New York Mets.
You know what? As somebody who has lived in the majority of the boroughs listed here, I got to stand up for Long Island. Long Island has to be in the race.
They're not a borough.
I don't care. The majority of Met fans are Queens, Long Island.
Borough.
Okay. Add a six borough and let it be Long Island.
There already is one. It's Port St. Lucie.
But if you add Long Island, Florida. And they do have a lot of Met fans, what about New Jersey and what about Westchester?
No,
you have other areas that have Met fans.
Well, no, New Jersey's not New York. Sorry to New Jersey people.
I know, but there are Met fans that live in New Jersey.
All right, then they could get one, too. Well, you know what? Why don't we split one? Long Island and New Jersey, we'll call it New Island.
Or how about we just drop Staten Island? Like, why the hell do they even have to be in the race?
Now, hold on a second here.
On Staten Island.
Evan, you've had a long history with Staten Island here. Yeah. You want to take shots at them? I kind of agree with you.
But was it your first book signing on Staten Island?
It is funny, though, that the thing representing Staten Island is the thing that helps you get off Staten Island as fast as possible.
Or get to it.
That's a good way to look at it. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019.